that up.
I got all the time in the world. I got all the time in the world. I'm fine. I have no interests at all. I have no hobbies at all anymore.
What's the score now, Buzz?
No hobbies?
It doesn't matter what the score is today. I could care less.
It was nothing when I left.
I could care less. Could absolutely care less. Done for 2006. Enough pain.
They lost four in a row.
Still a fan. Still a big fan. I'll be back next year.
Red Sox lost four in a row.
And remember, if I'm saying this, if they have some miracle comeback, of course, I'd have to eat my words, but I don't believe that's going to happen. I am in a state of agony over baseball.
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Yes,
I'm
no.
Mad, I'm mad, I'm
shut
mad.
Up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Don't get in a bad mood and start screaming about the Red Sox now.
How can I not get in a bad mood if you yell shut up at me? Shut up to you. There, how's that? You shut up.
No, 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 you shut up.
Shut up. There.
Can't we all just get along?
No. It sucks. It sucks. I'm sleep deprived and I'm pissed off. And I have every right to be, and I never come in here and say this, but I am. It's official. I'm pissed off at the Red Sox.
You never say that.
No, you've never been mad at them.
You've never been mad at the Red Sox before, Mike.
I don't remember it happening.
Goddamn bastards. Unbelievable, letting their fans down, destroying the franchise, bastards. I'm so pissed off. I am so pissed off at the Red Sox. It's not that they just lose. They lose after like 4 hours and 45 minutes in just agony, agony, agony. It just sucks. It sucks. And this is right. I was completely blindsided. I thought it would be competitive, and it wasn't even competitive. And I had to endure all the Yankee phone calls to it. Just, oh, God, it sucks. It really did.
You didn't like it.
What?
You didn't like it.
No.
No.
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
I even promised you.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's supportive, Rob, but it's just, the Yankee fans are like, hey, how you doing? You're going to suck again today. So today doesn't matter. I don't even care.
Okay.
I don't even care what the score is.
Okay.
I'm done. I have to find new hobbies. I have to find a new hobby for the rest of the summer. Because the summer is over.
How about models?
August 21st, the summer is over. Completely over. Now, you know, I offer you
Joe, I need a drink,
unconditional,
please.
Unconditional support. And I ask today, my friend, for the same thing. I don't want you to walk around rolling your eyes like I'm some psychopath where you're going, I need a drink. Like, I'm not even going to say anything to him. I need your support as a friend. That's all I ask.
Listen, it's Monday. We've got an entire goddamn show planned. Got the whole thing here. Do you want this to be your meltdown day?
Mm-mm. It's not a meltdown. It's just I had to get that off my system. I had to get that out of my system. I had to. I don't mean to be so selfish and self-indulgent, but today I'm over. I just got it out at the beginning. I wanted to just get it out. I didn't want to wait. And I know that bothers you, but I got it out, and I'm done. I'm done.
Well, if you're happy, that's the most important thing.
Oh, stop it.
As long as you're happy.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, really. As long as you're happy.
Right.
You know, I'm glad
I know
you,
that's your mantra.
I'm glad you're goddamn right it is.
Why does it bother you that I come in and I just get it off my chest? Why does that bother you so much?
Oh.
Is it control? Is it because I dive in and you've got something planned? Is that what it is?
Frankly, today it's because for the last 20 minutes,
yes,
we've been recording something. We were going to play it. We were all laughing about it.
Right.
We started the show. We're all laughing.
Yes.
Immediately, you do a right-hand turn.
Right.
And I see that you're not kidding. You're really mad about the Red Sox.
Do you want me to call you and tell you what's in my mind when I come in here after 20 years? Do you want me to do that? I'm just letting it go. I'm just letting it out. Why does that bother you so much? You can't control me.
It's not a control issue.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Christ.
It is, and I just came in to vent, and it makes you mad, and I'm sorry. But I got it out of my system.
Well, that's most important. Now can we go on with the show?
This is the show. I got news for you. This is the show, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mike, I don't want to have a serious discussion with you.
I know you don't. But I'm saying I'm just getting it off my system. Why can't you laugh at it? Why does it make you mad?
Because it's easy. Okay. You asked. Because it's easy for you to come in and do your part of the show and probably over the weekend not having thought about the show except the fact that you got to show up today and do the show because that's the way we do the show.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is if I'm here doing all this crap before the show, which I don't mind, everybody's listening to this thing, we're playing along, I'm getting set up, I do have a goddamn outline, and we stray from it, and you certainly are allowed to have your say in the show, it's your name on the goddamn show, but we just did something that everybody thought was pretty freaking funny.
Right.
And even though I've got my own agenda of things that I wanted to discuss, I didn't play a bunch of tapes at the beginning of the show. We went right to the open.
Right.
We were going to go right to that thing.
Right.
But what pissed me off is that you had to jump in first. Even I didn't. Even I didn't do it.
How often do I do that?
A lot.
I do not.
A lot more. A lot more than you used to.
Oh wow. Okay. I'll never do it again. I will never do it again.
Okay.
Seriously, I don't. I'm totally respectful in that way.
There are a lot of times that the show will start and take. In the last year or so.
Yeah, and I've heard good things about that, too. I think that works pretty well. I think it works pretty well when that happens, when it's a little spontaneous. I think it's fine.
There's nothing wrong with being spontaneous. This is rather spontaneous right now.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And there's nothing wrong. But you're pissed at me.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Sorry.
It's good.
Sorry,
it's healthy once in a while. It's healthy. I come in here. Yeah. Okay. I do. I come in. I put my feet up, and I don't think about the show all weekend. I don't. I do what I'm supposed to do. At least that's what I thought I was supposed to do. That's what I do.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. What? I thought we were having a discussion.
No. Go ahead. I think you should just take over the segment.
Take over the entire segment.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Now, you're that mad at me, so you're not going to say a word, and you want me to do all the talking.
Because it was, I'm going to sound jive for saying this. It was just, I sound like a chick now with sex. You ruined the moment of playing that thing that we had just got done recording. In my mind, we had all been laughing and busting chops about this thing.
Right.
Up until 30 seconds before we went on the air.
Right.
We were laughing about this tape.
Yeah.
Everything was fine. We're on a roll. It's like nothing's prepared, but goddamn, we got this thing we just did.
Mm-hmm.
We get on the air. We roll. Boom. I'm ready for it. And right out of left field.
I screw the whole thing up.
Momentum-wise, from my standpoint,
all right, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Your momentum up.
What I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
It's like the first thing was, even before we get to the tape, it was, you know, oh. Red Sox.
It's what I care about, you know. It is what I come in here, it's what I care about.
Okay,
sometimes it's what I care about.
And I guess what I care about is the show, even though...
And I don't. You really don't think I care about the show?
I think you care about the show. I don't think you care about it like I do, but it's not your job to care about it like I do. That's why our arrangement has worked the way that it's worked all of these years. You like the spontaneous? Here's the spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. I do like the spontaneous. The spontaneity of the show is a good thing.
Look who's very quiet right now.
Well, they're all like that when we do this. It's the way it's been for 20 years, too.
I hate when Mom and Dad fight.
Right.
Oh, we're not fighting.
Okay.
We're having a discussion.
She's having a discussion.
No, but, and you know, seriously, you think I don't think about the show. The way I understood that, what was done before the show was
also a divorce. There I said it.
Pay me some alimony and I'll get out of here. You can do that at any time. You make that arrangement, I'll get man on a skateboard. Trust me. I will, you know, if you want to make that arrangement, that would be seriously at this time, you know, that's fine. If that's the way you feel, that's fine. I accept let's discuss terms. I won't be using the guy that did my last two, though, because I'm still sore after those two. I still might be experiencing bleeding. No, but also, you say I don't think about the show.
I'm battered, though.
The thing that you did before that we're going to play.
I've got stuff that your other ex-wives didn't have.
What's that?
The mental cruelty. The mental cruelty. And I'll offer today's tape as Exhibit A when you and I go to divorce court.
Right, right.
I'll say Your Honor.
I'll take my chances. I will take my chances.
Your Honor.
In the court of law. Oh, my God. No, another thing. You say I don't think about the show. I'm in here, and the first thing we're told before we go on the air is go in, edit it down, edit the parts out. And also, I know we had to get clearance for that thing to go on the air. And so I'm saying, hey, we need a few extra seconds here. I was thinking of that. I was actually thinking of that. But that's not the reason I did that. It's not like I thought I was going to kill the momentum. I normally, when I come in here and bitch about the Red Sox, I am normally the subject of much ridicule and much joy on the part of people that like to laugh at the sad Red Sox fan. So, I mean, that's in my mind. Do you think I come in here and I'm just J&O? I'm over all my real emotion for that anyway, but I wanted to vent on the show. And I wanted to come in and do that because I know by laying myself out there that, you know, we'll get people that'll give me crap about it. It's not without, you know, you make it sound like I come in here without any concept for, you know, what's going on or what's. I think about that every single day that I'm in here.
I would beg to differ, but that's what makes the show good.
Oh, screw you. That is so insulting.
Hold on. I got to stand here and be insulted by you, and then I'm supposed to say, okay, that's a valid point.
No, wait, how am I insulting you? How am I insulting you other than just saying screw you? By you saying you don't think that I think about what's going on in here when we're in here?
When
the ebb and flow?
Hold on. When we're in here? Yes.
Right.
I wasn't talking about when we're in here.
Right.
I was talking about in general. In general, over the weekend, really, how much time did you give? You know,
let me explain to you clearly why you're not allowed to give me crap about that. And I'll say this publicly. You're not allowed to give me crap about that because you know if you wanted me to do anything for this show at any time with any time constraints at all you would do is ask. And in years past, over a very long period of time, as you mentioned, this show has evolved into a certain way. You, sir, control everything about this show.
Don't start effing with me.
You control everything. And if you're telling me if you're going to use it.
How has that worked out for you?
How's it worked out for you?
Worked out pretty good for me. But
I think the partnership has worked pretty well.
I agree. And it has worked great. But my question was, how's it worked out for you? I mean, you're going to really start effing with me today?
I am not effing with you other than you're saying to me. You are saying to me. You are saying to me.
I am now for the second time trying to move past this goddamn thing.
Well, then don't sit there and indicate to my listeners as well.
To your listeners?
Yes, yours and mine.
Okay, your listeners.
Don't. Yeah, see, that's funny to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that to you in the middle of a fight.
But
you
are saying to me, you're a dick. You're saying to me, you know, you want me to leave, I'll leave. You want me to go, I'll go. We'll figure it out. I swear to God, I support you 1,000%.
As I do you, then be a man and stay in the room. Strap it on.
I always strap it on.
Strap it on. Bring it on. I mean, you're the one. You said to me.
What I resent. I want to say what I, you know what I resent?
I'm sleep deprived. I'm angry.
I am.
I have a right to be angry.
Right.
Over the Red Sox?
Yeah.
On a good-looking money?
Yeah. You don't understand that?
Yeah, partly.
Do you ever get angry about things that don't matter?
Of course I do. Do you understand that maybe on a Monday, when you know I'm loaded with stuff to talk about?
I have no idea. Do we have a discussion about what I don't know.
On Monday, don't I always talk for an hour on Monday?
Yes, you talk for an hour on Monday. You talk for an hour
every day. Say it every day. There you go.
I mean, I have no problem with that. I've never had a problem with that.
Even in that regard, I mean, you've got to be cognizant of the fact that on a Monday after a weekend, I've always got at least an hour's worth of crap to talk about.
Right.
So it's not like we're coming into today's show running on empty, thinking, hey, we can just throw anything out there at any time. This is Mike. What we're arguing about now is frankly a radio logistical setup that I already tried to explain to you about momentum. And when I said you don't think about the show, what I meant is you don't think about it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe I don't. I'll give you that.
I don't mean that as a. As
no,
a,
I know that's not an insult.
As a put down. I mean,
no.
Like, on the way in to work today, I think about things. It may not show on the. I think about things like, what would sound good here or here or here? And we're doing this thing before the show, and I thought, I better clean this up, and I better make sure that we get right on the air and get this thing right on. I mean, that's what I meant. I think about things that you have the luxury of not thinking about.
But the luxury is something that, you know, I have always been here to offer whatever support and whatever help is required. You prefer it this way. And when you come to me and you say it like that,
agreed,
and you say it publicly.
And it works that way. It works for both of us that way.
I think the show is successful this way. I think that's good. And I am also comfortable. But I am also, when, you know, it is by design. It is a decision on your part. It is a decision on my part. That's the way. And when it said that, you know, when you say it the way you said it, it comes across like I'm like, hey, whatever. I could give a rat's ass about anything that's going on.
You're speaking in general terms. You're taking one thing that was said.
Okay.
And
do you understand why I'm sensitive about that? As a person that comes in here and
really?
cares about like our future as far as the way we're doing the show.
No, I don't understand.
Okay. What it is when you say that to me, it's like you can come in here and not have to worry. You're telling me that I don't think and care. It's sounding like I don't care about the show. And I'm telling you that in years past, we punched through that we both were caring about the show and what would happen on the show. And that my decision to lay back and do nothing is a decision on my part. And because you respect me enough, we have always worked that through. But over the years, I have to tell you, and if we have to do it publicly, because that's the way you do and air a lot of your dirty laundry, I'll do it to you publicly, and I'll tell you that I do it because I think that's the right thing to do, to work with you. That's why I do it. Because seriously, I don't think about the show, but if you wanted me to think about the show, and if I thought it would work better with us...
Okay, now stop for a second and let me talk.
All right.
You're right, the show works because the way it works. I tell other people on the show stuff that you don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm not like being Fast Times at Ridgemont High, like DeMone, you know, should hear what they say.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say to someone is, Mike doesn't have to be here, because Mike's only job is to show up at 3 o'clock and be funny.
Mm-hmm.
By design.
That's the way we've set it up.
By design.
That's the way we've set it up for years.
By design. I tell everybody
in
the world that.
Yeah.
Everybody. Hold on.
I mean, that is the way it has been. That is the way it's been going. And that's the way it's been going for 15 years.
So, when you are truly spontaneous with something about your personal life or your Hispanic attacks or whatever, in my humble opinion, that's
amazingly good sign
that's
that I'm
really
not
great.
Having. It's a good thing that I'm not having one now.
That's great radio.
Right.
Now, big picture from my standpoint, when we're jammed up on a Monday,
mm-hmm.
and the Red Sox lose 4 out of 5.
Right.
Okay, yeah, you're allowed to say it, but then it's like you announced right away that you were mad and pissed off and sleep-deprived, and it's going to sound weird coming from my mouth, but it's like, oh, you're Mr. Negative today. That was because we didn't talk before the show because we
right.
were doing all that other crap.
Right.
It's like right away I thought, oh, I don't want this today. I want to have a good show today.
Well, you know, sometimes I come in here and, you know, it can be any one of us that's has something going on where everybody or somebody's down and it gets on the air or something like that. And that's the way it is with live radio. It goes that way occasionally. It happens, you know, and really, as I said to you before, I cannot come in here every day and do, you know, and be who, and, you know, you're who you are, I'm who I am, and come in here and, you know, and to be honest with you, at the beginning of the show, I threw that out there, and I vented, and,
you know, and
because you got upset that I vented, it made me more upset.
No, but hold on.
And I can't help it.
Now that I've got my breath, let me just stop you for a second as well. When you mentioned one of the things when we were being petty, you said that, you know, you were opening up more, and you said, and I'm getting good response to that. Well, my answer to that would be, respectfully, dumbass, who's been urging you for years and years and years off the air to open up?
You know, you can't say
really
respectfully
have.
And then say dumbass and expect
that, was said,
that doesn't work that,
that
way.
That was said say, with said
know,
with love.
Doesn't bother me. I think you have been telling me to open up.
I've got no problem with that. What
okay.
I'm saying, it was just the one day today. It was just today. Today. I don't know why.
But when I came down into the studio and we were doing the thing, here's what I don't understand. I understand all about momentum. But if I have a little rave out, haven't we had rave outs, you and me, over the years before? And in the next segment, made a complete transition within the same segment,
yeah,
and
but
gone
here's
in
the thing.
To play something that's particularly funny, and then if we don't get to it,
we get to it
the next time. It's kind of a rolling thing that we do.
But, Mike, that is the crux of my entire argument, which I don't think I've been able to get over the year, is the fact that it is momentum, that we were goofing with the ladies from the station and calling them and recording them and,
right.
and screwing around with them, and we did it right up until 1 minute before we went on the air.
Right.
That's what I was going with, and that's what I thought everybody else...
And I caught you by surprise.
...was going with, yes.
And, I did. I did.
Okay.
I caught you by surprise. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing that I can do about it.
So now go, please go home.
I can't take it back.
Go home.
I'm not going home.
You said you would go home if I asked you to.
No. Well, I didn't mean it. There you go. Screw you again. I didn't mean it at all. No, I like it here. It's good. This is better.
You also hurt me, you bastard.
I didn't. What did I say? We hurt each other.
You said to me, you
We've
said.
We've done this before. Have we not done this in 20 years?
You said to me, you know, when I said kiddingly I want a divorce, you said anytime, you name the alimony, you name the alimony. I mean, you know, really, seriously.
Hey, don't start talking about divorce, okay? Don't start talking about divorce. I didn't set a separation date, okay? You did. You did, man.
It's called retirement.
I understand.
But, I hate to play this card with you, but I will.
What? Now, what card are you going to play? Is it going to hurt me what you're going to say?
I hope so.
All right, go ahead.
I certainly, and you know this, could have walked away a year ago.
Oh yes.
You know that.
You know?
And I said, Mike,
what am I supposed to say?
I said, Mike, you're my best buddy. You're my partner.
You know
and
what?
And now you want real?
Oh, wow.
That's friggin' real.
Okay. And I got nothing to say. All right.
We're square. Then I'm sorry.
All right.
I yelled at you.
Wow. Ooh. Boy, there's nothing I can say to that. There is nothing I can say to that. You know? Really.
See, there you go.
So, how about this weather, huh?
I'm sorry, and I mean that sincerely.
I'm sorry also.
It was not my intent to get into a ball-busting ego fight with you today.
You know,
I mean, absolutely to the contrary.
And I expected to come in here, and I was certainly going to vent about my little team from up north, but I didn't expect it would escalate to the level. But in some small way, at a certain point, you know this, over the years... Occasionally, one has to just let the gas get open, you know? And believe me, if you think you're the only one, you know, you're in error. I've been slightly difficult to be around. And it's not just because of the Red Sox. It's because of a variety of things, but it's also, you know, that was the culmination of things. And that's, I vented. So I...
Well... I'm sorry as well.
I am sorry.
Anytime you, I mean, listen.
I don't come in here to upset you. I come in here. I come in here to make what you do, which is the workload of the show, as easy as I possibly can for you. And obviously, I did not do that to the best of my ability today. And for that, I am sorry.
But on the other hand, to be honest, which I hate when people say because it indicates they're not being honest with you.
Right.
I would say the fact that you drug us through this incredible 28 minutes of barbed wire ended up being what I would classify it. If I had done it, when I got in my car at the end of the day, I would have thought, it was a pretty good first segment. So
thank you. I really do believe. Really, really do believe. I mean, I really think that even when we do this, even though the faces around here when we do this, it's the worst.
You're all pussies.
Part.
You're really all total pussies when Mike and I are fighting. Either take sides.
I heard a thank you.
Either take sides or leave the room if you feel uncomfortable. But don't just sit there like dogs with your faces down.
It's always been that way. You know what it's like.
Look us in the eye.
You remember, in years past, we'd have a few off the air.
Me and Mike are the only one looking each other in the eye.
They'd have them. Do you remember when we would do it off the air and they would actually
they'd
say,
all run out of the
seriously,
room?
Seriously, people would go to different parts of the building. Because that would be, you know, the top of the lung stuff. There was one time where you and I were just sitting there, I think in a production studio, going back and forth, going, F you, F you, F you. Here's the thing. I'm fine with you and me. I'm very, very good with you and me right now. I got my point across. You got your point across, including the coup de grace, which I have to give you credit for.
There was the follow-up to that, too.
What's that?
I certainly don't mind the fact that you come in as you do and wing on the show as, you know, the funniest guy that I ever met.
Right.
Because you do have a side business that does take up some of your time and even sometimes, golly, during this job.
Oh, no!
There would be some days when I come in and it would seem that this might be your second job.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, off the air, it might seem that way sometimes. So from my perspective, like when I said that
I'm glad you're doing this. I'm glad that this got to the the civil level, you know, that didn't come out, because that could have come out in a much, much worse way.
Yeah,
I know. I'm glad that it came out this way, because you know that that would stick with me, and I'm not, oh Jesus. God.
I know.
I can tell that you've honed your skills over a period of time.
Her name is Frida.
God almighty.
She was a master.
I mean,
at taking one down.
Well.
Going right to the pressure point.
Oh. But I'm glad I said what I said. I mean, I really do. I just I do care about what happens here. I do. I do give a I didn't say it, but I do give an S about it. And, and the thing that, the most important thing, Damone, and I have to tell you this.
Yes, Damone. And do they say it a lot?
And they say it a lot. I answer people honestly every time they give me one question. One question I have been asked more in the 20 years of doing this show than any other question. That question is,
where's Buzz?
So, no. Mm-hmm. What time do you guys get there? Now that is a logistical question. You know, what time do you, how much time do you guys have to prepare?
Right.
And I answer them honestly. And I said, I can seriously get there at, not at 9 a.m. I can get there at 1 minute before 3, and I know that my job is to react to everything we have here. Now, as an individual with a sense of pride, that is always, you know, I give them the honest answer, but it also, you
can
know.
Can I stop you there for one
yes.
second?
I mean, I like the
Hold
fact
on,
that
can
I'm
I
a
just,
happy clown, but it's also,
just stop
you, know.
You for one second? If we are really now you and I talking.
Yes.
That's something that, I don't hear you say that on the radio very much.
What's that?
What you just said.
That I don't do any of the show prep?
Yeah, well, I mean, not just, not in so many words, but the way you just said it, you said it much more eloquently. I mean, which is exactly the way that I say it to people, which is what I say is where Mike and I have a unique relationship. I couldn't work with somebody as type A as me.
Well,
Mike is pretty type A, and I look at our relationship like we're co-players on the team. And
well,
I tell you all the time.
You've always given me, and you know what?
And I tell people Mike is the star player on the team.
We don't, you know what? We don't probably give each other pats on the back more. We really don't. We don't do it with each other. Yeah. We've had that discussion over the years. I probably looked at you and said, hey, how about that? You know, a little, and you say, why? Because you've given me that, you know, that co-captain status for years. And I also probably don't give it to you because my feeling in my head is why do I need to? You know, but you need it as well. I think we both need acknowledgement of what is done. And I mean, you know, I mean, when you brought up that last, as I will hence refer to it in this fight, as the coup de grace, you know that, you know, that the fact that you did come back after all that crap, and I know that you thought about it seriously, and I know that your primary motivation for doing that was everybody that works on this show, probably especially me. And I appreciate that. So, you know, I truly do. I mean, I know that. It's frustrating for me because sometimes.
And I'm glad I came back, incidentally. Now I'm glad.
Oh, I know you are. And I know you're happy when you're doing this. I know you're real happy. And I will go one step further. When I say that I have capabilities and I could do whatever you would ask me to do, I mean that. I mean, and you know that's true. I could, you know, but I also think the way this system works, it works very, very well together. It works well the way this goes. And I've never, ever demeaned you for that,
I would say to you that your chance is when you start improvising. You know, when we get into something and you get going. You know, nothing makes me happier, really, than to hear something off the air or come up with something and be able to just give you a nugget of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, and I'll say it to my like. 20 seconds before we go on the air, you know, okay, it's going to be Bush doing this, this setup, boom, boom, boom. Then we just go on, and we fly with it.
I know, and it's good.
We freaking fly with it. That, to me, that's what I always tell people. I say, that's where Mike makes his money, you know, and I use the football analogy. It's like you ride up at the line, and you line up, and you say, okay, just get open.
Mm-hmm.
And all I got to do is throw the goddamn ball, and you catch it every time.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Damone, this is what I say about you, and I do say it a lot.
Well, and I appreciate
that. I do, Damone.
I appreciate that. And perhaps, as you said, I don't say it enough on the air, and I don't, and I really don't, because I think I buy into the persona like everybody else buys into the persona, although, you know, behind the scenes, you do things for me that people don't know you do for me also. You know, I mean, let's be serious. If we're letting it all out on the table, we joke about the Hispanic attacks, but you're the first person that said to me, hey, chill out, you know, don't worry about it. Get yourself together, get yourself healthy and take care of yourself. And you meant it. And I knew you meant it. And, that, you know, I think you would have done that before or after. I mean, before or after you came back. I think, you know, who knows, but it was, you know, that meant a lot to me too. And it did. It really did.
Okay, good. Well, Now what are you faggots looking at? I'm not talking to you, Mike. I'm talking to the rest of those faggots.
We can't take our eyes off of you now.
Do you not agree? Look at the only one who's handling this the right way, Joe.
Joe's on
some fantasy football website.
Right.
Good for you, Joe. Good for you. Way to go, Joe.
Norman!
You're the only one that passes the test.
Well, anyway, it's...
I'm typing. I got to do my job.
You know, it really is interesting, isn't it?
Sure is.
Who's your agent?
Who's your agent? No.
We back yet?
So I'm very, yeah. Are we on the air right now?
Is he vigorous?
This has been on the air, actually.
But, hold on. All I know is that Mike and I were talking to the tech guys. we went to break.
You know, can I say, though, seriously, even with the state that I came into the radio station today, not Hispanic attacks, not anything, that thing you were doing was the first laugh, the first legitimate laugh I'd had today, because we did enjoy it. And I know you were hot to trot to get that on the air, and I hope that, you know, did they clear it?
Yeah, we got it. I mean, that's why I was...
Right.
That's why I was even more mad at you, because I was trying to show you. I was holding the disc going...
Right.
And meanwhile, you were screaming, you know.
I wasn't looking at you. My eyes were kind of, you know, spinning around in my head.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna, you know, if I go down that road again and tell you why I was doing that, I'm gonna ramp myself back up again, and I don't care to do that. I really don't care to do that at all.
Well, at this point, Butchie Boy, get it out.
Huh? No, I did. I got it out of my system.
Butchie Boy was affectionate.
I got it out of my system.
That's what Bozo used to call his buddy.
I'm mad at myself for, and not about the show or anything we've been discussing. I'm mad at myself for buying into it and putting the emotion into something that does not matter. But all sports fans, all passionate sports fans,
right. See, here's
have the same crap, and it just sucks.
All right, now...
It sucks.
Now we can ramp it up a little bit, because now we can just talk about the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I Tivo'd the sports reporters.
Right.
Because that's the kind of happening guy I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching that tool Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe.
Yes, ultimate sports cynic. A good writer.
Great weatherman, yeah.
Seems to me he got it right. He was screaming about the Red Sox fans, talking about how the Red Sox fans are all going nuts. And really, on this set where they have these four sports reporters sitting in large, in big, gigantic stools.
Right.
He's screaming, we won it! We won it 2 years ago!
Right.
We've got the best prospects for next year! Shut up, you're not persecuted anymore! You're not persecuted. Every Red Sox fan can no longer wear this on their sleeve.
He's
saying,
right.
We're persecuted.
He's right.
Shut up about it.
He is right.
I mean, that's not me saying that to you. That would
He's
be...
right, but there's...
Shut up!
You can't change that history. You
habit.
Can't change the mindset that lasted before that. Yes, I mean, the fact is... And it's because it's those guys. It's because it's the guys, and it's the biggest rivalry in baseball.
And
I think it's the biggest rivalry in all of sports.
And also, Mike, really now, as someone who doesn't follow baseball, but I follow sports, the lead's five games.
Four and a half.
Okay.
Before this game, and I don't want to know.
I'm going to assume they lose, so we'll say it's five.
Yeah, so say it's five and a half.
Say it's five and a half.
Right.
It's August 21st.
Yeah. Well, it's also, and look, I'm not going to tell you.
They play again at the end of the season?
I'm not going to go into detail about all the other things. It was just the combination of everything. It was a combination of, you know, a week that I had. I had myself a little week, and also, it's going to be a good little Saturday. I'm going to go to the Home Depot. I had a bad week, followed up by,
had a bad week last week?
I had a very bad week last week.
Why?
Other matters that I'd rather not discuss. I know...
Your other job?
My other job. My other job could have gone better. Could have gone much better. And that followed up by... And you kind of know what I'm talking about, you know?
I know, I'm just... just laughing about your other job.
Yeah, my.
I'm glad that you were able
well,
to
I
keep
have
it.
To, I have to have
able
that.
To,
I have
you, to. You know, really, to keep it together for this job.
I have to prepare. I do. I mean, part of that is I have
I
to
know,
prepare.
I know, you're thinking about the future.
I'm not a radio, you know, guy like you are where, you know, the fact is that, you know, I oh, jeez. No,
what is this?
No, that's, you had a bad day.
I didn't load this in.
God damn it. This is like sending the clowns. F that.
Boy, put it in the machine.
Boy.
You prefer the clouds?
Yes. I prefer you doing that than sitting there looking peaked. I think it's...
The eighth wonder of the world!
But it was... And when I mentioned sleep deprived, it was like the hours that these games go. You know, the world's... I think, what, the record for...
The longest
4 hours
nine-inning game ever.
It's just, you know... But I'm fine now. Good.
Yeah.
I am.
Mike, as we say goodbye to you on this edition of the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks so much.
Let's look on the big screen now.
I'll see you Tuesday.
Let's look at the montage of some of your highlights.
That slow motion one where I was just shaking my head back and forth and the saliva was coming out of both sides of my mouth.
Look at this. There's you saying F you, and there's me saying F you.
Right.
Look at... Oh, and there's... Oh, look at... There's Buzz crying.
Beautiful.
Very emotional.
Beautiful.
The Sacramento dance part is great.
What did I say eloquently that you liked? That's what I thought. About the work that you do?
About him carrying the load, I believe it was.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I don't even remember.
Don't ever, ever...
Don't even remember.
That I do not, you know... That don't ever think that I don't appreciate that. That I don't realize what's done.
I don't think when I
mean,
kid
I know,
you...
I know seriously how many phone calls you have over the weekend, how many, you know, what time you get up to do that. I know, and it's not because you're, you know, I know you love it. I mean, you live it, you breathe it, you eat it, you
do
enjoy it.
I
but do. It's also a job. You have a job to do, and it's a sense of responsibility. And I don't take that for granted. I'll never take that for granted.
And I don't take for granted at all, even when I bust your balls about being here at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would have it no other way.
Right.
I mean, to wind this all up.
Okay.
No, and I'm not going to say anything bad about you.
All right.
Actually, quite the contrary. A guy who was admittedly a big influence on my life was that guy, Steve Dahl, in my radio life.
Right.
In Chicago. Way back 25 years ago when I worked there. He had a guy he worked with, and they had some stuff going on. They were Howard before Howard was Howard.
Right.
And that's where I got, like, calling your wife on the air from Dahl and everything about just whatever it is, throw it on the air. Just go with it. Fly by the seat of your pants and let it go. Well, this guy had chemistry, not like you and I have, but good chemistry with this other guy, Gary Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
And like all DJ teams, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, they busted up.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember listening to those guys.
Gary Meyer went off to WLS, like to do boring talk radio, and Dahl kind of faded into, you know, like the land of the one shares.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I got a call from a friend of mine over the weekend and said, you are not going to believe this, that, you know, it was like front page news, that they're back together.
Hey, oh, really?
Well, at least for one day.
Wow.
That they showed up and they did a show together, mainly, I think, because the one guy needs a job.
Right.
You know, the other guy, the
Gary Meyer?
Yeah, for lack of a better, the Mike of that show.
Right.
Needed a gig. Mm-hmm. So he came back, and now they're looking at that like that could be the second coming. And really, when I heard that news, I thought, well, you know, look at that. Mike and I made it through 20 years. Mm-hmm.
Was that recently you heard that, or?
That would be this morning.
This morning, and then I come in and say you want
it
me
was,
to leave.
It was in yesterday's.
I didn't really threaten to leave, did I?
It was in yesterday's Sun-Times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the front page.
You know I wouldn't walk out on you. I would never do that.
You said you would.
Of course I said. I said a lot of things. And I say it a lot. No, I wouldn't. Look at the very basic part of it. You know, I have alimony payments to make. That's it. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't.
I don't. Hey, listen, that's
Jesus Christ.
It's
I mean,
your
I, you know, you're not going to let somebody down after they don't let you down. That's not the way you play it.
Right.
That's not the way it goes. And you, I'm going to say one last thing.
What?
Oh, my God, I almost got emotional. You know, you didn't let us down. You hung in there. And I'm proud of you.
Oh,
that's
well, thanks.
It. All right?
And you guys, too.
From all of us.
You
so
guys
that's
too.
It. I mean, that's the
thing. So, you know, it could have certainly been like Steve and Gary.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
glad you weren't.
Or any of the great radio duos of our time. Charlie and Harrigan, they all bust up after a while. Elliot
Charlie
Woodside.
Brown and Irv Harrigan, if we're mentioning the specific names.
But you'll never truly be like Steve and Gary because you don't lay down when you do your show.
That's what Steve Dahl does, right?
Yes, he does.
He actually reclines. Well, I'm close to it.
No, but you're upright. Look at you.
I know,
you're
I'm
fine.
Upright.
You're fine.
No, he would actually lay down on the couch. I mean, so you could not, I mean, you could tell. You know how you can tell when someone's laying down, the sound of laying down, as opposed to when you're standing up or even sitting back in a chair?
Well, you might say that you he was an influence on you, but he was sure obsessed with you that day that we were doing the show in the same room. When he was behind the cubicle, and all of a sudden I see his fat little head just leaning out about every 5 seconds. He's going, hey. What are you guys doing?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
But he's a funny guy. I've listened to his show a lot. He's a funny guy.
Look like a pile of dough with glasses, just someone peering it around a corner.
That's him.
But actually, when I read that thing that the guy had sent me from the Sun-Times, I said, boy, you know, what if you and I had busted up 13 years ago? We got back together. You know where it'd be? It'd be in your shopper's newspaper. That's Safeway. There'd be no way that the newspaper here would give a rat's ass if we had been together like for 10 years and then broke it up and gotten back together.
No. I got publicity in the Baltimore Sun. I don't even know when it came out or if it's out yet. And all I was talking about was the Farrah Fawcett poster.
I think it comes out tomorrow.
Jesus.
And yeah!
I got done with that and I go, that's what we, you know.
Yeah! Yeah!
Super duper.
That is the type, Mike, of spontaneous promotion that will propel us to our goal market.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to say it.
Yes.
Cincinnati!
Hallelujah.
Yeah!
I'll believe it when I see it.
Shoot for the moon.
Don't count your chickens.
Market number 32. That is the market. We're very close to invading.
That's the thing. It's very close. This is not
close.
A confirmation. This is very close,
Mike.
They told us it could happen.
We're back to like the old days with syndication.
Yep.
3-2.
They're back to actually maybe. Did you get the email?
Yeah.
Did you get the email with that?
Got the email
with that little
ad from Chicken Man.
With that ad that they're going to be running in the trade magazines.
Genius. You know, those marketing campaigns, you know. Mail delivery.
M-A-L-E.
Brilliant!
And then I get it now.
And they
put a
bunch of our ratings there.
Very clever.
Okay, so.
Like a postal mail.
So, how are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Guys, does this mean that we won't have two Christmases?
Oh, stop it.
There's only going to be one Christmas.
They're staying together.
Only one Christmas.
One Christmas.
And, of course, as always, Hanukkah as well.
Yes, we celebrate them all. And
Kwanzaa.
We're going to do Kwanzaa this year. Right?
Yes, we are.
All right, this is Robert DeMille.
And Ramadan.
Not when I'm here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wanted you to stop fighting.
You speak for us all, sir.
I can't take it anymore.
I'm really... We were not fighting. We were having a discussion.
We're just having a discussion. Don't worry, we're fine. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hola, muchachos.
Hola.
Hey, this Manny Ramirez, and I just want to say to you that Bobby and me, we are a big fan of you, and we don't want you to fight no more.
Oh,
we are very sorry for what made you.
Mel Gibson hates the
stay
Jews.
Stay up to the 1 o'clock in the mornings.
Thank you, Manny.
And we are big asshat.
Thank you, man.
We are sorry very much.
Much
you
guys.
Are very fun. You are a favorite.
Hey, you guys effed up the beginning of our show today. Boston Red Sox.
We are sad for you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Manny. You're welcome.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing very well, thank you.
Yes. How do you like those Cowboys, the Niners, and that Raider game, Don?
Bye! Okay, bye-bye. We'll keep that for sports radio.
All right.
Yeah. Now, hold on. What is this? Joe has this one checked. Why is that? Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I'm so happy to hear that the Golden Boy has persevered again.
I have no idea what that. But I certainly understand why it was checked.
Mike, I know. I'm not busting your balls
on
that.
You know, I understand.
Hey, Joe. Yeah. Why'd you check that one?
I don't know. It seemed like the guy was on the mark. The Golden Boy has persevered and made it through again.
Well, I don't understand. Explain it.
How's Mike persevered?
You won your argument with Don.
No, I don't believe so. I think we sort of came to a mutual understanding.
Kind of a draw.
Well, that's a win.
Everybody wins.
Well, you know, Mike.
I suppose you're right.
Yeah. If you're not first, you're last.
Right.
Quote Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I think
someday I'll really get inside of Joe's brain and figure it out.
Oh, no. No, you'll be like playing with tar.
Now, there's some small part of me that knows, Joe, deep in my heart, that call was meant to sabotage me. So that's okay, though. That's okay because you're honest about it. That's why you checked it.
Hey, this will piss Don off at him all over again.
Artinger's,
I'll really screw up his day.
Artinger's on a blind. You just get on a blind.
Joe.
Like that movie iRobot. It's nothing but Joe's.
One of the reasons why ever I talk to Joe, I always lean up against the wall.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.